The week is getting underway in extremely thin conditions, with the US and UK out for holidays and much of the continental Europe operating with reduced participation around Whit Monday. That means price action today should be treated cautiously because liquidity is shallow and moves can easily become exaggerated on headlines rather than conviction flows. That said, the dominant macro theme at the open is a broad relief trade tied to developments around Iran and the Strait of Hormuz. Markets are leaning into reports that a US-Iran framework agreement is close, even if the political messaging remains inconsistent. President Trump pushed back against weekend optimism by saying that naval blockade would remain in place until a deal is formally signed and ratified, but markets are clearly choosing to price the direction of travel rather than the current uncertainty. The clearest expression of that has been in energy. Oil prices have fallen sharply, with crude slipping back below the $100 level for the first time in 2 weeks as traders unwind some of the geopolitical risk premium tied to supply disruption through Hormuz. Shipping flows are still well below normal, but signs that LNG and Iraqi crude cargoes are beginning to move again have helped reinforce the easing narrative. In FX, the dollar is softer across the board as lower oil and improve risk sentiment encourage a rotation into higher beta and Asia-linked currencies. The Aussie is outperforming early in the session, helped by the broader risk-on tone and stabilization in China sentiment. The yuan is also drawing attention after the PBOC fixed dollar CNY at its strongest level for the Chinese currency since early 2023, which markets are reading as an endorsement of yuan stability and a signal Beijing is comfortable leaning against dollar strength here. In Europe, the ECB remains on the radar after Lagarde hinted inflation forecasts could be revised at the June meeting, although reduced liquidity today will likely mute any meaningful follow-through in euro trading. Meanwhile, rate expectations globally remain highly sensitive to geopolitical developments. Markets are becoming less confident on Fed easing, particularly with reports suggesting a potentially more hawkish policy backdrop under a future Warsh-led Fed. On the equity side, futures are firmer, with NASDAQ futures leading gains as lower oil and softer yields support tech sentiment. Gold is also firmer despite the broader risk-on tone, benefiting primarily from the softer dollar rather than outright defensive demand, highlighting that investors are still reluctant to fully price out geopolitical uncertainty. That's all for now.